Hey, this is Kirk Semenoff, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, and welcome to episode 354 of the Biz Talk with the Wichita Business Journal podcast. We created this podcast 7 years ago because we want to provide you with some insight into the people, places, companies, organizations, and issues that are important to Wichita's business community. We have a new reporter at the Wichita Business Journal, and this week's podcast will introduce you to him. Shahir Naveed joins us to cover development, commercial real estate, and more in Wichita's suburbs such as Derby, Andover, Bel Air, Park City, Mays, Goddard, and more. We'll talk about those projects and about Shahir's background in journalism in just a minute. But first, here's a look at what's in the weekly edition of the WBJ. This week's cover story is ongoing coverage of what's happening at Spirit AeroSystems and its negotiations with the Boeing company on a sale. That would be a massive story in our community, as you know. We'll have all the coverage beginning on page 6. Our 2024 Innovation Awards honorees are profiled in this week's paper. 28 companies are profiled for what they're doing with technology and innovation to make their company stand out. The Innovation Awards begin on page 21. Our list this week is a big one, manufacturing firms. We have our normal list of largest firms by employees, but we have also culled Department of Labor data to include 70 more companies to our list. That list begins on page 8. Part of our mission is to help small and medium-sized businesses grow. One way we try to accomplish that is through our weekly lead section. We list bankruptcies, new real estate deals, building permits, new corporations, who owes back taxes, and court judgments. Our lead section this week begins on page 51. Equity Bank means business. That's why they've created business solutions to help you solve your business challenges. Visit them today at equitybank.com. Shahir Naveed is with me. He is our newest Wichita Business Journal reporter, and he bucks a trend for us. We do not hire outside the Wichita area very often. In fact, none of us in the newsroom have been around long enough to remember a hire who was not from the Wichita area. So it's going to be fun to get his impressions of the city. Shahir, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And welcome to Wichita.
Thanks.
You have been here 2 weeks. Tell me about your early impressions of Wichita.
I think first off, the weather is something that's very interesting to me. I didn't know it was going to be this windy over here. I think that was something that was a change for me, and I think downtown area is beautiful. I haven't really seen red bricks like that apart from my time back home. But yeah, I really like the downtown area. I'm fairly new. It's only been 2 weeks, so I haven't really been able to go out too much. But I found a soccer community, found the things that I like, and slowly and surely I think I'm going to start liking this place.
you're a big soccer fan and a soccer player. You're only 23 years old. You're not an old guy like me, so you do enjoy playing these games. Tell me about the soccer community and how cohesive that is.
It's actually very cohesive. I found it online, and there's a couple of them. Firstly, there's Strikers, and then there's a bunch of others. And that's sort of the trend that you get in this area of the U.S. anyway, especially with Kansas City right there. Like, they have the team, you know, they have Sporting KC and stuff. I really enjoy that community. And my first game was really nice. I was really impressed by the players here. So, yeah, I'm excited to play more.
Excellent, excellent. And you found grocery stores, you found everything needed for a young man to live in Wichita, so that's good.
Absolutely.
You are from Pakistan, and let's talk about that a little bit. You have been in the U.S. now for about 4 or 5 years?
All right. You could say that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, around 3.5, 4 years. Yeah.
Tell me about Shahir Naveed growing up in Pakistan. What kind of a kid were you? Do you come from a large family, small family? Just tell me about life there.
I think I come from a mid-sized family. I know that wasn't part of the options, but and life in Pakistan, like me growing up in Pakistan, was very, I was a very inquisitive person. I wanted to, curious, I think would be a better word of describing myself. I was always interested in understanding how writing could make me something that people, I always wanted people to read my stuff. And I started writing when I was like 15, I think around 15. I made like a small blog for myself on WordPress and didn't know anything about WordPress, just started on my own. And those were just stories of, just stories that they were kind of loosely linked to me. And slowly I found this profession, journalism. And I was like, oh, wow, people make a living off of writing the news and also just very wonderful pieces that I'd read by that time. And that was my introduction to writing. But living back home is obviously, it's home. So it's always going to be very close to my heart. And I miss my friends there sometimes, and I miss my family a lot. But, you know, if I were to say more about Pakistan, I would just say that that place has given me a lot. It has given me a sense of community and a sense of purpose in my life. And I hope to, at some point in my life, be able to give something back to that wonderful piece of land that I lived on.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of writing. There's journalism writing, which is much different than most kinds of writing. There's creative writing. What was it about the journalism type of writing that really tugged at you?
I think I put this in a cover letter once. It was something that I said. With being a journalist, I feel like the most important thing, whether it's writing or just in general, it's sourcing, which is so interesting to me as a concept. The fact that you are trying to find the right person to give out the right news at the right time, that just in itself sounds very hard to do and just very unique to me as a profession. Because usually when people think of jobs or professions, it's more like, oh, I like to do this, like to write on a laptop or edit something or something like that. But my job is kind of being a salesman when I need to be, when I'm talking to particular people from that industry, and at the same time being a media person when I'm talking to people in the media industry. So I'm constantly shifting roles that I'm playing to get the news out. And that has to make me have more flexibility in myself as a person.
Are you a naturally inquisitive person? Because that's obviously a trait for a good reporter.
I would think so. I would back myself and say, yeah, I am.
As a person who has lived in Wichita all his life, I'm fascinated by people's stories of why they decide to pack up and go somewhere, in your case, across the world. Mm-hmm. Tell me what went into that decision, or their conversations with parents about this, and just kind of take me through what led to you arriving in the U.S.
There were actually a few conversations. Some were lighthearted, some were a little more intense, but I guess what we came down to at the end of it, or at least I came down to, is that I wanted to be independent and I wanted to grow on my own as a person, instead of just I think living my 20s as a university student in back home, which is kind of different to the life that you get here. Over here, a lot of students or just young people are pushed to start living lives on their own. And I'm not saying that that doesn't happen back home. I'm just saying that I was really attracted to that idea, especially in the U.S., because whether you're a young person, whether you're old or or very young, the line is the same for everybody to possibly make an impression. And especially with a career like journalism, I was very adamant on coming to the U.S., really, the land of opportunity, as they say. So,
how tough is it to get here?
Oh, it's tough. It's they don't make it easy. I'm just gonna say that it's not the most easy task, but it was important for me to make that decision and get a very quality education. There's very quality education back home as well, but with my career as a journalist and a writer, it was very important to come to the U.S. because there's a lot of very excellent writers and just excellent people to help you get to where you need to be. And I think I need to say this, that the amount of mentorship in the U.S. that I've gotten has been very immense and very fulfilling, that I usually don't get back home, because I don't know why, but it's different. So.
You found St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which probably most people have never heard of. How did you find it? What did you like about wanting to go there?
Yeah, it's funny you say that people didn't hear about that school, because they haven't. Like, whenever I try to tell somebody about my college, even though it's a great school, it's just, there's so many colleges out there, there's so much stuff going on, that people are just like, I need to preface it with, it's in New Mexico, which some people don't even,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, you'd be surprised, or you wouldn't be surprised.
Exactly. And I think my journey with St. John's was started with a high school counselor. And it wasn't just, oh, this is a wonderful school, you should go there. It was that this school can provide you an opportunity to get there and actually explore your field, because we don't have majors per se. We don't have like a journalism major or an English literature major. Everyone is studying one major, which is philosophy and mathematics and science. So what that basically means is just you're reading. And it's a great books program. That means what that means, because that's a lot of stuff that I just put at you. That just means that you are learning how to think. That is, I think, the most important lesson I've learned from my education there. And it happened because the school trusted me. They actually gave me more scholarships and financial aid, because they were really excited to have me. And that was something that was a huge push for me, because there were other schools as well. And I decided, no, like they really want me. And that's one of the most important things for me. So,
You have also been involved with a lot of internships here in the U.S. Talk about those, how they have helped you, how they have helped you form your career as a journalist, including one in Albuquerque at our sister paper. I believe it's Albuquerque Business First or Business Journal?
Business First.
Yeah. Business First. Okay, I get those confused sometimes. Tell me about Albuquerque, and then tell me about your other internships.
First, let's talk about my other internships. It's really just been it's been a dream of mine, really, to work as a journalist in the United States. And being able to do that with the Philadelphia Citizen, that's a newspaper in Philadelphia, and also kind of linked jobs to journalism, like working with marketing firms and stuff like that, or public relations, that has really helped me understand the basics of this career. And I also did work with the Society of Professional Journalists, so understanding that perspective of journalism, the ethical perspective of it, because there was a lot of people who would come to us and I was working at the headquarters, so a lot of people would come to us with ethical questions that were really real, and seeing how those are answered, seeing the dilemma that you sometimes face with those questions is very important for me, especially at this early stage in my career to go through. And with Albuquerque Business First, I can't say enough. They were amazing to me. They were very supportive. And Megan, Wendy, I know all the people there, and they were all just very supportive and gave me really my first break in business reporting. And I think I'll always sort of remember that in my career, uh-huh. You know, being in Albuquerque and being part of such a well-knit community that ABF and ACBJ in general just mm-hmm. creates is something that I think I needed. Mm-hmm. So
we had a long conversation with Megan and Wendy. That's the editor and managing editor in Albuquerque about you when we were looking at candidates, and they speak very highly of you. So pressure's on you, I guess I would say. So here in Wichita, we have decided to kind of expand what we do best, and part of that has become your beat. Josh Witt covers commercial real estate, he covers land development, economic development, things like that. And we decided, let's double down on that. Let's have Josh do that inside the Wichita city limits. And then we decided when we hired you that Shahir is going to cover what we're going to call the outer ring, the suburbs, the Andover, Mays, Goddard, Derby, Valley Center, Park City, Bel Air. All of those communities have their own things going on, and in some cases, those are huge projects. You know, Derby is its own city. You don't need to get out of Derby much to get everything you need in life if you work there. So that's what we want to do with your beat, and you've already done some stuff for us that, and I know you've been combing everything. You're trying to get to know every city manager in the suburbs, everybody who is a player in development and economic, you know, incentives, things like that. Talk about what you've learned so far about our suburbs.
I think first thing I would say is that there's nobody slacking. That's what I'd say. Everyone's really working hard to build a better community, for whether that's in Wichita, whether that's on the outer skirts of Wichita. Everyone is very passionate about the work that they're doing. And even when I think my article went out of just you guys introducing me, there was people who reached out to me from these suburbs, which was very new to me. And I was like, okay, they want to talk to a reporter. That's great. Yeah. I think the collaboration that Wichita, in the main Wichita and like the outskirts of like the suburbs have is very commendable. The people that I've talked to have at least shown me that there is a sense of connection there, a sense of unity there, I would say. And there's a lot of growth, like you said, in all of these suburbs. Derby is one that I've recently been looking at. There's obviously all the others as well, Park City and so forth. I'm excited to start to meet these city managers and have them throw all sorts of information at me and possibly find things that we can put in the paper.
Mm-hmm. Not one of those cities doesn't have, that's a double negative, I apologize, some sort of big project going on. Absolutely. Whether it's Park City and the aquarium plans, whether it's Goddard and the inner development out there, Heritage in Andover, and you found another story that you're going to be working on with another project going on in Andover. One person that we wanted to get you in front of as soon as you got here was Brett Robinson, the CEO of Integra Technologies, which has the plans and hopes and dreams for a $1.8 billion semiconductor manufacturing facility in Bel Air, which is, you know, just a, I hate the word game changer, but it's a game changer in terms of development, in terms of hiring and talent and retention. that's a project that he, you know, because of federal guidelines, and he's waiting for federal funding and waiting and waiting and waiting, he can't talk about the project per se. But what are your impressions of what Integra is trying to do and what they're going through right now in the waiting process?
Mm-hmm. I think first off, just the project that's going on there or the work that they do is just very exciting, yeah. is what I'm going to say. And with the project itself, I think it's estimated around 2,500 jobs. Yeah. And that's, I'm sure that's probably a lower number than what would come out if they get the funding that they need and the project starts running. And I also know that a lot of the community in business community or government community in Wichita and other suburbs are looking at this project and just ready to be part of it, mm-hmm. because it's very attracting and it is a big, big deal for, I think, the state as a whole as well. And yeah, I'm excited to cover something like this because it's a major project. A lot could go right, a lot could go wrong, and I'm going to be there for all of that. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
you're going to cover everything from hopefully an announcement of funding to infrastructure. How do they build a facility there? What does it take for Bel Air as a community to get all that done? The hiring, the housing, everything involved. So we're mm-hmm. looking forward to that. Let's finish up with this. I promised you at the end, you could ask questions about Wichita. Now, I will tell readers or listeners that we've already talked to him about Doodah, the name Doodah in Wichita, and it's the Arkansas River and not the Arkansas River. I think you might have a little trouble with that one. We've talked about El Dorado instead of El Dorado, and also an important one on the east side of town, Greenwich Road instead of Greenwich Road. Yeah. Might have some problems with that one. What other questions do you have for us, mm-hmm. longtime Wichitans?
Just yesterday, I had someone mention to me, they were like, oh, are you from the east side or are you from the west side? And I was like, what does that really mean? Because mm-hmm. I was confused. And I was like, because I'm very new here, I was like, I think I'm from the west. And they gave me like a look. And then the other person said, no, that's good that you're from the west. And they sort of tried to explain to me that, and the north and south wasn't part of it.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would just be, what's going on with the east and west situation?
For whatever reason, we have always been an east side city and a west side city. That's where the development has happened in large parts, and that's where people want to live, either mm-hmm. let's say east of Woodlawn or Rock Road, or west of Ridge Road or Tyler Road. So that seems to be where the affluence is. Mm-hmm. That seems to be where the development goes. Mm-hmm. I can remember somebody telling me 15 years ago, when there was very little on Greenwich Road, not Greenwich Road, that Greenwich Road is the next big thing, at least on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing the same thing on Mays Road on the west side. That is just the way it happens. I can't explain it. It's probably that way in a lot of cities, but I don't think it's quite that different.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing is, if you're standing or driving from Greenwich Road and Kellogg, you can be to Mays Road and Kellogg mm-hmm. on the west side in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You are never far away from anything in Wichita, Kansas, and that's the great thing. So
yeah.
Any other questions of Wichitans, or we'll just leave you to find out the rest for yourself.
I think I've been an explorer. I'll explore. I'll find something.
Just point the car in a different direction each day. And we're high on grids in this town. So you're going to either go north, south, east, or west, or along the river. So anyway, Shahir, I think it's great that you are here. We are going to... Your newsroom fellow people are going to find a soccer game to come watch you play at. What's your position?
I play center mid.
Center mid. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very important position in soccer, or so I remember from my days, from my younger days. So we hope to watch you play some soccer, and we know you're going to do some great things here at the Business Journal. You already have. So welcome to Wichita. We're glad to have you here. I want to make sure people have Shahir's contact information. His phone number here at the Business Journal, 316-266-6171. Email address, snaveed, that's S-N-A-V-E-E-D, at bizjournals.com. And on Twitter, he is at ictbiz_naveed, N-A-V-E-E-D. I guess that's X now and not Twitter. That's It's hard for me to remember. Shahir, thanks so much. Continued success here at the Business Journal. We look forward to you growing with us here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for Biz Talk this week, episode 354. Check out all our podcast episodes at our Biz Talk Hub. It's at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Biz Talk is a production of the Wichita Business Journal, and thanks to our sponsor, Equity Bank. Creating the business concept turned out to be the easy part. The challenges that follow is where Equity Bank comes in. Equity Bank was built by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Let them help your business evolve and solve your challenges. Tomorrow is here. Visit them today at equitybank.com/evolve. Be well and be safe. Have a profitable week.